Israel plans to deport at least 400 children. They were born to foreign workers, and they do not meet new residency requirements. The new rules are prompting a major debate within Israel over who has the right to become an Israeli citizen. Shira Frankel reports from Jerusalem.
A seemingly never-ending tide of people pour into the cramped offices of the hotline for migrant workers. It's one of just a handful of organizations who work around the clock to try and help foreign workers in Israel, whose children are at risk of deportation. Each person who comes through the door has a crisis. Each is facing a bureaucratic tangle or seeking legal loopholes. And each has only 2 weeks left to sort out the paperwork and applications before an Israel government deadline. Henriette Yabou is a 38-year-old from Ghana. She was pregnant with her daughter when she arrived in Israel 15 years ago legally, but then overstayed her visa. Alone and scared, she stayed in Tel Aviv, hoping to create a better life for her daughter.
I'm a single mother. For the past 15 years, I'm the only person that is providing everything for her. I decided to stay to seek a greener pasture.
But now her daughter is at risk of deportation because of a mix-up on her birth certificate, says Yabou. Images of children slated for deportation have filled Israeli television screens, prompting expressions of sympathy among many Israelis who see the children speaking Hebrew and playing on the same playgrounds as their own children. The issue has struck a sensitive chord among many in Israel, a country created as a sanctuary for persecuted Jews. Yonatan Bergman is an Israeli lawyer who represents foreign workers.
So although there's a lot of discourse around the Holocaust and the Israeli people being morally committed to giving refuge to people in danger, I think this is merely lip service.
Israel has no formal laws regarding refugees or asylum seekers. The country is struggling to cope with the estimated 250,000 foreign workers who now reside in Israel. While some of those came expressly as migrant workers seeking better wages, many others came from countries like Sudan and Eritrea, fleeing persecution. In Yabou's case, she was born in Ghana, but her father is Nigerian. She says Israeli officials have repeatedly denied her daughter's request for residency due to inconsistent records. Her now teenage daughter can't understand, says Yabou. Israel's the only home she's ever known, even without legal papers or any affiliation to Judaism. Yabou says her daughter says Jewish prayers over food when she eats, and plans to volunteer to serve in the Israeli military.
Everything she would say that I'm Israeli. She do everything in an Israeli way.
The Ministry of Interior would not answer questions on specific cases like Yabou's, but the minister, Eli Ishai, has emerged as one of the most hardline supporters of deportation of illegal migrants. Yishai made headlines this week when he told Israeli parliament members that foreign workers' children in Israel needed to be told that their field trip had ended. He asked, "Are we afraid that these kids are going to stand up and cry?" In the offices of the hotline for migrant workers, director Sigal Rosen pointed to a group of Filipino children playing with toy blocks. They are playing games and speaking Hebrew, she says. Try telling them they aren't Israeli. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.